Max and Aunt Pat, two best friends who love to chat. Oh, what it's like to be an ant, those who ant, those who ant.
Oh my God.
I mean.
Now, welcome back. This is part two.
Now, what we're seeing is, I've always wanted Michael Keating to be sat, to sit on me.
Yeah, or to absolutely. Sit on him. Yeah. Absolutely. And guess what?
O'Hara.
Both of them.
Yeah.
Guess what? I'm sexually attracted to both of them.
God bless you.
Thank you.
How can we talk? You know, if Catherine O'Hara and I sat next to each other on a plane, I'd be like, do you want to screw around?
Absolutely. Look at him. He's still got it.
He still really got it.
Boy. And you know the thing about him?
What?
You remember how you said about Judge Judy that you didn't align politically?
Well,
guess
right.
what? West. You align politically with Michael Keating.
Well, color me not surprised and color me delighted and color me putting things in the right place
as well. Yeah. Oh, look. Oh. You know what's funny is that it's Beetlejuice. That's why they played the theme song.
I love that. Now, I love that movie. Mm-hmm.
Now, oh, that's what Golda is.
Makeup. Now, this is an award for makeup.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, okay. See, wow. I was right. Look how old he was.
They really put the makeup. I thought he just maybe had spent a little too much summer.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, they got old in that too?
Wow. You know what?
See how this is the one I picked to win. Because I didn't know. Mm. I picked Poor Things to win.
Yeah.
Because of Wilhelm Dafoe. I picked it right. Oh my goodness.
Now, what is the prize that you're going to get, do you think, if you get them all?
Almost nothing.
Okay.
Almost nothing.
All right. Now, that's not to make you feel bad. That's to say, I didn't know if there was any cash or prizes on the line.
No, I wish.
Okay.
I wish. I didn't get anything.
That's
we didn't
all right.
put anything on it. Four people are standing up. And you know what? That's sad. Why isn't it? Oh, look at how beautiful Catherine O'Hara is.
She's flawless. I'm sorry.
She's
and if
flawless.
You're sick of hearing about her, why don't you shut up and sit down?
Shut
I'm
up.
Sorry.
Shut up. Sit down. Leave her alone.
Yeah.
We'll fight you to the death for her.
Honest to God. By the way, when she's gone, you're going to be really upset.
Yeah.
Because you didn't appreciate her enough.
Yeah. It was just her birthday.
Happy birthday.
Yeah. Now we don't.
Now this is a tall lady.
This is a tall lady.
God bless.
Good for her. But now you want to know something about Catherine O'Hara? So do you remember the show SCTV?
Now, that's different than the shows that you watch with the murder.
Yeah, okay. Not SVU. SCTV.
SVTV.
Now, Catherine O'Hara was on that show, okay, along with Eugene Levy and, John Candy. Bunch of fun people.
Oh, right. Okay, all right.
And the only other woman, Chelsea's here. The only other woman was Andrea Martin, okay? Hold on, I'm going to pause it.
All right, pause.
Okay, so what I was saying was, by the way, I hope Bobby wins production design.
Yeah.
So Andrea Martin was the other woman. She's a Tony Award winning. She's a very funny woman.
Is that
okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So people would say to Andrea Martin, "I love you on the show, and the other women are fantastic too."
Oh.
And Andrea Martin was like, "That's just Catherine O'Hara. She played so many different characters."
Ugh, that's called good.
She's what I'm saying is she's got it.
She's got it.
She's got the goods. Look how far away these people are.
Well, that was wrong. Look at Bobby didn't win.
Oh, dang. But look what she's wearing. Jammies with a tie.
Now, this is important because this is Mags and I have said this for ages. Thank you for the people who win who aren't. And I'm sorry, the actors, because you get this. I'm talking about a mint suit. I would call it a scarlet undershirt, a scarlet button down with a scarlet tie. By this
gossamer.
Woman.
It's made of a gossamer.
She's made of a gossamer.
Oh, wow.
And now
pajamas.
That's.
And she is wearing a scrunchie and a hat. And that is how I go to sleep at night. That is.
I mean,
if you were like, Max, what did you do with your hair at night? Because I don't like it on my neck.
Yeah.
I put it up like that.
Because these
your hair's like that right now.
I love it. Like when I tell you. Now some people might be confused. This is an award, I think, for set design. Did we say this already?
Yeah.
The design.
Production sets, design. Yeah.
Production
I can't believe
design.
This beat Bobby, I gotta tell you.
Yeah, that's very confusing. But I don't know why, because again, I've never seen any of these films. But how wonderful that you know what? May I get on my soapbox for a moment?
Please get on your soapbox. I've been wondering when you would.
Ugh. and I think I did it a little bit earlier, but you know, they're all artists, but people, you know, actors are the ones that get the faces and the famous and all the money. These artists are the kind that go, I don't give a damn.
Yeah.
And that's, we need those people too, because the more people who don't give a damn about this stuff, they give a damn about other stuff.
Yeah.
I'm tapering off, I think, in terms of logic.
I don't think so.
Which is early in the program.
Yeah. But I got to say, she was like, what is this missing? And then somebody said, oh, your great uncle's tie. And she put it on.
She was like, I do have that.
Yeah.
I do have that.
She doesn't give a rip.
Nope.
Oh, soy bomb? No, that's from a different thing.
This was they're showing a clip from 1974.
Oh.
A streaker. You know, we don't have enough streakers anymore.
Do you remember that song by that guy?
No. Yes.
Do you?
No. Yes.
The one who, which is it?
I do. Could you remind me?
The one that was like, well, yes, they call him the streak.
No.
No. His name is, I want to say Ray Lewis, but I'm wrong.
Uh-oh. I have a crush on this guy.
Oh, John Cena.
Cenow. Mm-hmm.
John Cenow? What is it?
Oh, John C. Later.
Riley?
John C.
Now, our friend Chelsea is here.
Thank God.
Chelsea. Now, a longtime friend of Auntie Mags and Aunt Pat. Chelsea, come on over here. Let's say hello to everybody.
Hello, everyone. These are my aunts.
This is a microphone.
Oh, bless you.
I've never used a microphone.
I know.
We barely
plugged it in.
You guys are better than me at it, though.
When I tell you something, Chelsea, we didn't even plug it in to start, and that's not a joke. That's so real.
Maybe we should just take a pause for one second.
Let's pause it. We're going to pause it for 1 second.
Put your boyfriend on the screen.
I know. He's snood. The peacemaker.
Keys.
I'm going to pause?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm pausing. We were going to pause to talk about something else for a second. But his penis is almost out.
Wow. I feel like I see the tip.
I feel like you have to. He's wearing Birkenstocks. You know, I'm asexual. You know that about me, Chelsea.
Yes, I do.
You know what? I could work out a little bit more. I could walk. I could do a couple thousand more steps every day.
That will make you look like him.
We all could.
I think so.
The extra steps.
That's exactly right.
Now that envelope.
Sperm canals. Is that what they call them? Sperm canals. On the side.
Oh, is that what that's called?
I think so.
Lady surfers have that. And so do male surfers, but I'm less interested. But lady surfers have that.
I don't think that it has to be sperm that's going down that canal.
It better not be.
It just could be. If push comes to shove.
Yeah. I'm worried this one's going to win, but I do think Bobby should win.
I think Bobby
would win. Oh, someone came out.
All right. Chelsea says she thinks Bobby's going to win.
Completely unnecessary.
I see. Dang it.
Wow. Okay.
Look how far away they are.
Thumbs down.
Chelsea doesn't like it. Chelsea. Now I started to tell Pat about how our friend Alyssa told us about this movie, and I tried to watch 10 minutes of it and hated it so much.
We have not attempted to watch it yet.
Okay. Well, you know, I'm going to give it a whirl because I just want to see what happens.
Yeah.
Because winning all these awards. And now this woman, I like this dress a lot. If this speaks at all to her ability to make costumes, oh yeah, wow. I almost saw it. It's very distracting to have such a beautiful piece of meat up there.
What was holding his penis back?
Will. Oh my, can you imagine what it's like with him? If he could hold it back just with his mind. Wow.
He's got, wow. Okay, I'm going to pause it again because you wanted us to pause for a sec. And no offense to this lady, but you know, we got stuff to talk about. All right, pause. Pat?
Yes.
Did you see who was in the shadows?
Oh, is that from that movie with Gun Girl?
No. Did you see who was in the shadows before they went to commercial?
No, I didn't. I was drinking. I'm so sorry.
No, that's okay. Pat's drinking. Chelsea's having water. And she went into the kitchen. But I think there's going to be a twins reunion, and I don't know if I'm.
And twins.
Not Coors Light or Bud Light or whatever. No, God, not those. But if they popped out, wouldn't you be surprised? It would be a twins reunion.
So this is a brand new, different twins.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, but I'm thinking old twins, like, oh, they're going to do that thing where they talk again so much.
Oh, no.
I swear to God, I saw Arnold Schwarzenbaum and then Danny DeVito.
I think that they faked you guys out.
Do you think it was a fake out? I don't know if you could, Chelsea. Wait, I don't know if you get picked up.
Is that one tall, one small?
Yeah, one of them's big, one of them's little. You know that old.
Well, is this the Big Chuck and Little Come here. Big Chuck and Little John made an appearance?
Now, there's a the show. We don't need to live. Oh, but we do love him. Okay,
he's the best.
Kihi Kwan. So cute.
Now, he was in the bucket from the movie.
In the bucket?
Yeah, remember he got famous for being in the bucket.
In Troy's bucket? In Goonies? Mm-hmm. Wait, which one are you talking about?
What's the one where he was like, oh wait, no.
There's the most handsome man in all of Hollywood. Sterling K. Brown.
Okay, there he is.
Look at his little pocket thing.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, cool. I thought it was a pocket square. It's a pocket.
It looks like a propeller.
Divider?
Oh, he's maybe.
Sponsored by Chrysler.
He might be Daimler.
Yeah, Daimler. Chrysler. No, Daimler's Nazis, right?
I mean, yeah, it sounds like.
Okay.
So does Chrysler.
They all sound bad.
Yeah, they do.
You know who is Nazis? Volkswagen.
Volkswagen is really Nazis?
That's the line.
And BMW. Yeah. The propeller.
Yeah, that's true. And did you know that Coca-Cola created Fanta so that they could sell pop to the Nazis? And not have to tarnish the brand of Coca-Cola. Mm-hmm. Oh, I love him as well. Not so much with the beard, but I think he's great.
And you're looking at Sam Rockington.
I am looking at Sam Rockington. Oh,
he's
my
a good
God.
Dancer.
He's such a good dancer. Have you ever seen him dance, Chels?
No, but I did see him in a movie called Moon. And that is the best movie he's ever been in.
Is it scary? Moon. It's scary. It's I don't watch scary. Oh. You'll love it, Pat.
Oh, I will?
It's a little bit scary.
Does he show his moon?
Oh, yeah. Does he do a full butt?
I think he might.
So you don't have to say anything.
Does he?
Say anything
now
else.
I'll sit through a scary movie to see that guy's butt.
Where can I buy a VCR?
The Goodwill?
I think so. I got one by my house.
Okay.
I'll take you.
Do you mind? Because I'd appreciate it.
I'll take
you. Okay. Now look at this. He's my pick, RDJ. Now, he might not be a
RDJ.
Nice guy. Robert Downey Jr.
Oh, I thought you meant Artie. RTJ.
Oh, no.
Who's RTJ?
Oh, no. You love him and he got so old.
Wow. This is hard for me to watch.
You love Tim Robbins.
You know, you still have a chance with him. He's dating a younger woman.
Wait, he's not dating Susan Sarandon?
But is he dating? No. Is he dating?
He's no,
dating
no.
Reed Marano.
Who's there?
She's a prolific director.
Meg.
Oh, we like her?
Yeah.
What?
They've been broken up for a long time, and Susan Sarandon has been dating a ping pong man for a minute.
A ping pong man?
If you know this, you know it from...
What?
Also, why is Tim Robinson so old?
He's very old. He looks
and why,
like...
also, more importantly, why am I so old?
No, you're not as old as Tim Robbins, I'll tell you that much.
Well,
right
I don't
now.
Have a full head of silver hair.
No, he definitely does. He went full Kenny Rogers up top.
Katie, who's Katie Rogers?
Kenny.
Oh, the chickens.
Oh, look at that very old woman next to Martin Scorsese.
I think that was not him.
Is that his mother? Oh, remember this guy? This German guy.
This guy was like, life's beautiful.
Climbed on the chairs.
He climbed on the chairs. And he plays Germans. Oh, Germans.
Oh, wait. Does he have violin on? Good for you if you do. But does he?
What is it? What does he have on?
And who's sitting next to him? You might know that, Chels. Oh, where's his wife?
Eva Braun.
Mendez. Eva Mendez.
The Nazis are really the theme of the night.
They really
because that man's a Nazi. He's a merman.
That guy is.
He was. Yeah.
He was one of the mermen who launched the breaches of Italy.
Now, why is he sitting closer to the stage than Bobby himself? I don't like it. Oh, okay. Uh-oh. Second most handsomest man in Hollywood.
This is Mr. Asha Mama.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mahershala.
Yeah.
Oh, what is it? Mahershala.
He retired from boxing and I'm glad he got into acting.
Yeah. He's the greatest.
Hello.
And he's wearing one of those Teamsters poppies. What are those red buttons? Chelsea, you might know.
Do they're calling for a ceasefire now?
Oh,
artists okay. For a ceasefire now.
By the way, if you don't think there should be a ceasefire, and this is very serious, you can see yourself out of this.
See
podcast.
Yourself right out of this podcast.
Yeah,
see yourself
Sorry.
Right out, and I'll see myself right into the arms of Mahershala.
Mr. Mahershala.
Say it again, Chels.
Mahershala.
Mamana.
I'm gonna leave it to you. Did you do it?
Yeah, no, I'm gonna.
Do, 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 do. Yeah, okay.
Now, I don't mean to do that to someone's name, but sometimes, you know, you just get the feeling.
Sometimes you have
to. You follow it. He's beautiful and he's a terrific actor.
Now, you and I also like.
This is actor into supporting
Mark Rufus.
No one will be able to follow this at all.
Okay.
Who?
I was right. Oh. Robert Downing. He loves his wife And he doesn't love drugs. Not
you
anymore.
Should not anymore.
You should love your wife.
Yes. I think that I too. Agree.
We're into the pot of this where I've had exactly two drinks and I'm going to tell you the truth.
Yes, she is.
You better love your wife. And if you don't, divorce her. Don't murder her.
Don't murder her. You know, the number one killer of women is men.
Yeah,
also,
I did know that.
Look at those shoes. Say his name again, Chels.
Robert Downey Jr.
No, not him. I know that one.
More like Robert Downey Sr. in those shoes. Yeah.
He's got heels. Lips. Mahershala Ali.
Okay. Thank you. His shoes are something Ali. Special.
And I don't mean, you know what I'm doing the thing Americans do where it's like, oh, I haven't heard that name before. So I'm going to Jimmy Jam all over it.
Yeah. Yes. Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis.
Like,
oh, he just thanked his terrible childhood. I love him.
Also his terrible 20s. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
He had a hard time.
So I think that's what he's talking about.
Yeah. Boy, his wife is a slice of
heaven. Holy smokes.
Hello. A stunner.
This is the year for like interesting lapel brooches for men.
Mm. I think that all the stylists had a meeting about it. That's
and I like it.
Yeah, I like it too. It looks suits like a boring. Sperm.
Suits are boring.
Yeah, he's wearing a bolo tuxedo or he's got a hat.
Is there a hat behind him?
There might
be. A string.
Oh, okay.
Oh, good for
like a shoelace.
Was that a poppy on Mr. Pickett?
I didn't.
Now see, that's a name. And that guy's white as hell. Nice.
That guy is so white. He's clear.
Yeah.
Killian Murphy.
Going clear.
Killian. Irish red. Killian Irish red.
Yes. Killian's Irish Murphy.
I'm just here to fact check.
Yeah. We
could have used you 3 years ago.
Yeah. When we first started this.
You know, we weren't friends yet.
That's true.
I hadn't met my aunties.
Yeah. We didn't know you yet.
Isn't it the worst? Thank God you're here. Now,
I wish there was a way.
I don't like that belt, though. It's giving too much belt. It's giving...
It's Santa Claus.
It's giving man who's age appropriate for me, which I don't, I'm not attracted to.
Right, that's true. Now, he's taking...
Except for Tim Robbins.
He's taking some big swings here with fashion. And normally I would respect that. Who are these people?
That's Christopher Nolan.
Oh, okay.
Uh-oh. Director of...
Oh, the dog's clapping. Oh.
Wow, can did I be you, that bad job?
Did you know the dog was almost banned from the Oscars?
No,
there's
now
nothing
Chelsea,
in the rule book that says this dog can't play basketball.
Now Chelsea, now people don't know, and they'll never know, because this is going to be the one of the most confusing pieces of audio ever recovered from humanity. Now we're watching the Oscars, we're looking at, in the audience, there's a dog, and what you're saying is, now this specific dog was almost banned from the Oscars.
Yes.
Now, why is the dog there, Chelsea?
So the dog is a big part of the movie Anatomy of a Fall.
Did you see it?
I did not. But I know that this is.
Never did we.
And it's stole the show, obviously. As a dog in a movie.
Oh, like that one. Oh, what dies in that sad Irish movie that from last year?
Oh, pony.
The pony?
The Bunches of Inisherin.
Banshees of Inisherin.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It was a donkey. It was a donkey.
Yeah, a little donkey.
Oh.
But, so there was some drama.
Is that right?
Because it has to be this sad movies.
During the voting period, they brought the dog to one of the luncheons. So the voting period was still open. So the studios got mad because they thought they were playing dirty by bringing a dog, so there everyone's going to vote for the dog.
Oh!
So they banded together and got the dog banned from the Oscars, and everyone bullied them online, and the dog is able to come.
Now that's
and I gotta say, that dog has a better seat than Margot Robbie.
Look, don't bully people, but you can bully corporations.
Yeah, don't bully dogs.
Never bully.
I agree. Oh, that's a shame because truly, what are you so afraid of the dog?
Yeah.
It's a border collie. What do you think it's going
to
do?
Yeah. Now, I went to a basketball game with my friends Molly and TJ and Craig, and we were watching, and it was a Chicago Bulls game, and I don't remember who they were playing. Okay.
Oh, I bet it was another team.
It was another team. Definitely another team.
Yeah.
And there was, during the halftime show, there was a dunk contest. And one of the judges was an internet dog named Doug the Pug. Grey's Anatomy. What about it?
Uh-oh.
Anyways.
Now, while you're telling your story, careful.
Sorry.
Look at the TV.
Sorry. Yeah. My gosh. And so anyways, there was a slam dunk. Oh my God. I love Sandra Oh. There was a slam dunk contest and the dog was giving all tens. And my friend TJ screamed, "Is the dog even watching?" And then later he screamed, "Let the dog dunk. What are you afraid of?" Yeah. And that's almost exactly what you said, except without the dunking.
Yeah.
Good job.
It was so close. Oh, the boys are back.
They're doing selfies and they're all so cute. And where's the twins reunion? I was promised.
Now you're talking about you saw something in the shadow. And I mean in the shadow.
Yep.
Were you wearing your glasses?
Was I?
Now, I'm not sure if you've taken them off yet.
I don't know.
Did your heart just see what it wanted to see?
I mean, the heart wants what it wants. And what my heart wants is twins reunion with Danny DeVito and Arnold Schwarzenbaum.
By the way, did I tell you Arnold Schwarzenbaum was on a show called The 60 Minutes, I believe? And you know, Carol Doyle said to me, I like him now.
Carol Doyle, by the way, the patron saint and poet laureate of this podcast.
That's exactly right. And I have to tell you,
she didn't like him before.
She thought he was kind of a shoot him up, arm bang kind of man.
Uh-huh.
And I guess he did an interview where he said, I was wrong about so many things and eating crow and all that. And she said, you know, I actually really like him. Again, if you're listening to this, politics more aligned with Arnold Schwarzenegger's.
A lot of people. Now, he used to be a Republican, right?
He used to be, but I think it was at a time when Republicans weren't like,
they were
more, I own your ass!
Yeah. Or wanted to take away our rights.
Right, exactly. Ooh, right.
That scared me, Pat. Yeah. That was so good. Lesbians hugging.
Okay, well, again, just so you know, the commercials are on. Just so you're not, things are going to come out of left field.
Great movie.
Yeah. Would you buy a very expensive watch? Again, this is the Rolex commercial we're seeing it. Would you, if you had all the money in the world, Chelsea, would you buy an expensive watch, yay or nay?
No.
I wouldn't either.
I would probably for my husband.
Oh, that's a nice gift.
Because I feel like he wears it during weddings and stuff.
Yeah, that's okay.
Nice. But I would never for myself.
Now, this is a very real thing. Chelsea, what does your husband do? His name's Jack. He's a delight. What does he do?
He works for NASA.
And which project did he just wrap up?
It's called Condre, and he worked on 3 mini rovers.
And where do those rovers go?
The moon.
The frickin' moon.
Now, Chelsea, how hard would it be to get me onto the moon?
Pretty
oh,
hard.
Yeah. How do it we do would, that?
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? This is a separate podcast because I want
to. No! No! No!
Thanks.
No!
Megs, you're going to have to. Verbalized for the
no,
they're not here. Happening.
No, one of them's big, one of them's little.
Okay.
One of them's big, one of them's little.
Now, some of you saw the Oscars, and so you're like, I know what's going on. Some of you aren't.
Oh God, I'm gonna pass out.
And Dancing DeVito just came out, and they're still twins.
They're still twins. Oh my God. He is not married to Rhea Perlman anymore. But they love each other so much. Oh, right. They both did try to kill Batman. Huh. You're not sending me to the cooler. Oh, God. Oh, God. What's your weakness?
His wife. His wife.
Yeah.
It was his wife.
Yeah, because I didn't watch that one. Because that was George Clooney, right?
He loved his wife.
I'm sorry,
nipples,
I didn't like it.
Nipples.
Nipples, nipples everywhere. Not a drop to drink. Now, look, I got to say, oh, God, Michael Keaton, this is just getting better and better. Look at him. Oh, my God, was he wearing that cravat before?
I have.
You have goosebumps. Pat has goosebumps. This is real.
Actually does.
We got to take a picture. I don't know where my camera is. Ooh, Chelsea, you might know how to work it. I don't know how to work it. Okay, Michael Keating is perfect. And let me see your goosebumps. Let me see them. Oh, my God. We're going to post that on the social media somehow. Maybe Chelsea can help us with that.
I can do that.
Wow.
Now, the thing about this is, I've never been more excited in my life. Yeah, what is this category?
What could it be?
This
green screen
VFX.
Oh, it's all digital anymore.
We want Godzilla minus one to win.
Oh, we want that.
We do?
Yes.
Okay.
Why? Oh, who's the one that gets minus?
So minus one means it's the first time Godzilla ever attacked. So it's like D-Day, D1, D2.
Oh, all right.
Something to do with the World Wars.
I think I picked Mission Impossible to win.
Okay.
Now that seems unlikely. I don't know why I did that.
It's gonna be Godzilla.
I don't know why I did that.
No, Godzilla minus one feels like, Godzilla scored a minus one on this test.
Okay.
I can't wait for him to say Godzilla.
All right, here it goes. You were right. Both of you were right. Because
I was so excited.
Oh, oh my God. Look at these. Oh boy.
This is when the art people, you know, these people have a very specific, wonderful skill set. And when they went, look at all their little, you have all the little Godzilla toys.
Oh, this is cute.
I think a lot of them have iPads or something.
Yeah, what are they holding?
That's cute. Oh, photos.
Oh, photos.
Oh no, someone died.
Oh
from Godzilla.
No. The lizard got him? Oh, God.
Terrible lizard.
They're all different colors. That's fun.
That is fun. The Godzilla dolls, not the, but you know what? It takes a spectrum of folks to do the work.
Now, who are those three people standing, towering over Danny DeVito? Who are they?
Napalm babies.
Miss Oscars?
The Napalm babies.
Yes. Yeah. Napalm.
Do you know who they are, Chels? Hard to say, because these are different ones.
Can't get a good look at them.
Yeah, because... You know, we're just kind of watching this acceptance speech because it's really special. They're all... Oh.
I bet we can pause it.
Yeah, let's pause it while we watch this. Hold on, we got to talk. Yeah, don't play these. Don't play these off. They're talking about it. Oh, he died.
The mentor.
Oh my God. Okay. Chelsea just told a really cute story. Oh my gosh. There's Lou Diamond Phillips.
Is that who that was?
That's Richie Valens, for Pete's sake.
Now, who's this? What? Is that Melania?
No, I don't think so. She's gone.
Good.
Okay. Now, Chelsea.
Space can happen.
Chelsea, she's missing like Kate Middleton. Chelsea, you just told us a story.
About
the gentleman who was just speaking won the award for Godzilla Minus One.
The director of Godzilla Minus One got to meet his hero, who is Steven Spielberg. And Steven Spielberg told him basically that Godzilla Minus One was a masterpiece of a movie, which it is. Everyone should see it if they haven't seen it.
Okay, we did not see it.
It's a monster movie.
I didn't see it because I didn't left the house.
Yeah. Well, they got movies at home now.
Will they send him? Well, you know my TV.
Yeah. Oh, she can't.
Do I need to go fix it for you, Amber?
Yeah, because you know what happened?
Can I send it to my neighbor's house?
Yeah. Have a neighbor do it. Because Tina and Jeremy, her nephew and niece, flipped that. But they did something to a TV. All she can see is Jag.
Oh.
Yeah, it's sad.
Do you think the Jag might cover Godzilla Minus One?
I think maybe eventually. The new episode.
If anybody's going to stick up for Godzilla or the Minus One in court, it's going to be Jag. David Jag Elliott is going to do it. I know this. Oh,
uh-oh.
Oppenheimer.
Hillary Swank's running.
Wait, is that her?
No.
Huh? Oh.
There she is.
No. She's that's back, the girl baby. From, no, that's Jennifer. The girl from My Girl.
Huh?
Anna Klomskin.
Huh?
That's the girl from Anna Klomskin.
I don't know. Is that her?
That's a big bow.
For her, what did she win?
You know what?
You know, I like that she was like.
Don't put a big bow over it. Yeah. That's just my opinion.
You know who would say that? Want. Michelle Visage would say that on RuPaul's Drag Race. She would say that.
I just don't like my big bosom. So I don't try to draw attention to it. If you could just put a backwards bow on.
Film editing.
Oh, she's an editor. Okay.
Good for her. Good. You know, Martin Scorsese's longtime editor is a woman too.
Yes, I did know that.
Do you know how cool that is? Of course you do, because you brought it up.
You know it.
That's terrific.
She's kind of cute. And here's the thing about this is she
she's
was like
very cute. She I'm was sorry, like 13 going on 30
yeah,
something.
Yeah.
The show? Remember that
she's
show
a, she looks like Anna Klomskin and she but also Jennifer Garning.
Oh yeah.
All of
I
them all of them one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you like mix them. But she's cute. But here's the thing. I love that she was like, no, I'll just do my hair.
God bless.
Yeah.
By the way, if I had hair like that, I'd be like, I'll do my hair.
Yeah.
My hair doesn't look like that ever unless there's a spell.
Yes. Yeah, somebody would have to
gotta use the magic.
But you know what I tell Megs, Chelsea, all the time? What? I just need a bunch of wigs. I'll be so happy.
Yeah.
I'll put all my hair, what's left of it, back, and I'll put on a wig. And people are like, oh, wow. And then I say, oh, yeah. I grow all my hair back and I made it do this.
Yeah.
You know, I used to work with the drag queens and they are the queens of wigs.
Yeah, they sure are.
I might have to come to you for a little. Now, I know that doesn't make you an expert in wigs, but I think I need a wig cap, like something that puts it all back there.
Oh, look at Danny DeVito. He's just pulling up his pants, walking off stage. Oh, my God.
He's handsome. He's got a little white mustache.
He does have a little white mustache.
You know, I think he's shorter than my boobs.
Is he?
I think so.
Yeah, because you're tall, Chels.
I'm very tall.
How tall are you?
5'11".
5'11".
And your boobs set up. Not to be an asshole.
No, because you know why? She has the gift of youth.
Oh. God.
You know? Oh, this is the guy. This is that guy.
No.
What's he singing?
John Baptiste?
Huh? Yeah.
Oh, John the Baptist?
Yeah, John the Baptist.
No,
now, what
he got in trouble not so long ago.
A little long ago.
I think.
Was it recent?
I don't think it was. I don't think it was.
When was it? Then it must have been 2017 or something. How long ago that feels?
Yeah, I bet it feels pretty long. I bet it does.
I'm going to go to the bathroom.
All right.
Nothing can stop me now.
Okay. Now, what song is this, Chels? Do we know? And I won't turn up the volume so we can figure it out.
That's what we were meant for.
We won't ever know. What is John the Baptist singing this song about?
You want to hear a legendary story about Danny DeVito?
Scooch up. Make sure you get around the microphone because we have terrible sound quality on this podcast.
That's a pinnacle of podcast.
Yeah. Obviously. And it's also one of our trademarks, I think. We're known for it.
You know, it's you guys are the aunties. So if you had good sound, it would be a little suspicious.
Thank you. I think so too.
Yeah.
You would be like, they're nobody's aunts if they sound good.
Exactly.
Right.
We were down in the Outer Banks, North Carolina when I was a child. I was about 8 years old.
Okay.
And we stayed in a town that they had a bagel shop.
Yeah.
And you went to get bagels in the morning
yes.
for the house. Cause in the Outer Banks, you have a lot of people staying in the house.
Yeah.
And our family friend was there and
you're not going to make bagels.
No, of course not. Especially on vacation.
Not from scratch.
So our family friend went and waited in line.
Is there one called the Moon?
No.
Oh.
Billie Eilish Moon.
We love Billie Eilish. Look at her. Okay. Go ahead. Finish. I'm sorry.
Our family friend was waiting in line.
Yeah.
At the bagels place. And the man behind him said something, some sentence.
Yeah.
And our family friend said, wow, that sounds like Danny DeVito. And the man behind him said, no one's ever told me I sound like myself before.
No, don't you
and
dare.
Danny DeVito was standing behind him at the bagel store because he was also on vacation in the same place.
Note to everybody listening, Danny DeVito vacations at the Outer Banks.
This was 22 years ago.
Doesn't matter. So, I bet he still goes there. He seems to me like the type of guy who's like, you know what? I liked it. I'm going to go there again and again. My God, Taylor Swift. Pat.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift, they're doing a thing for Taylor Swift right now.
She's coming to Disney Plus.
Oh my God. Oh my God, I can't wait because you know I took Joe's.
Oh, you did?
I did. I took Joe's to see the Eras to a live.
I didn't get to see it. This is your phone, not mine.
Yeah, you can have it. What do you want? You want my phone? You can have it.
No, I just want to show you something.
Come on, kiddo. If you want my phone, you take it.
You have games on your phone?
No, I don't have any games on my phone. But you are just like my nieces, nephews, and nibblings because they do always ask me, what's that?
This is merch that Jack purchased for me for the Europa Clipper that he worked on that they made it themed to Miss Taylor Swift.
Okay. See, NASA's got good merch, apparently.
Yeah.
You know who needs to get merch?
Who?
Us. We got to do. You missed a good Danny DeVito story. I'll catch you up on it.
I think I heard it because of... being close.
Oh, okay. You did hear it?
He also grew up.
Hold on. Let's pause this. Okay. Now we were paused for a second. We saw Bradley Cooper with his tiny, tiny mom.
You said she's 3 feet tall.
She's 3 feet tall. She's looking up at 3 feet.
She might be taller than Danny DeVito.
Oh.
Someone look that up. By the way, remember E.T.? Remember E.T. when E.T. wore a hat and scarf?
Yes.
Yes, terrifying.
Right? I have childhood trauma of E.T.
Not me. I love E.T.
Now, Chelsea, I'm older.
Oh. Yeah.
Chelsea, I'm older than you. Mm. When I saw E.T. for the first time, I thought, oh my God, it's real. And they're here. And so sad.
Alexa, okay. Now, listen, that was the most realistic thing that's ever happened. Now, you couldn't hear this probably, but Alexa gave me a reminder and she said, don't forget to take out your trash cans.
There's going to be a biopic.
About Michael Jackson. Yeah. Alexa, stop. Now, listen, here's the thing. Here's the thing about it. Number one, every time I tell her, cancel that reminder, because guess what? My garbage goes out Wednesday morning. It is Sunday. And she says, don't forget to take out your trash cans. I don't know how to stop it. I don't know who started it. I don't know what to do. What am I supposed to do? You guys are awfully quiet over here when I'm looking for, look at her. She's looking up at 3 feet.
You might have to move.
I think I have to move.
Danny DeVito is 4'10".
Okay, wait, Chelsea, say it again.
Danny DeVito is 4'10".
And how old is this tiny, tiny little woman?
It's
2'9". I'm saying 2'9". Oh, there's a guy from Rusting. Huh? Isn't he from Rusting?
Oh,
God.
Domingo.
Excuse me.
Why is Charlotte there?
What is that?
Oh, what are they doing?
Is this Jonestown?
Oh, maybe. Is that? Ew. Okay, listen. Now look.
We might have
now
to
look.
Pause. Maybe we should pause.
We have to pause because somebody's coming out that I can't stand it. I don't swear on this podcast, and she can't be a normal human being, and she's an alien. Okay, gonna pause it so I can swear at Pat. Okay, now we took a break because somebody is still on stage that I don't like. But I gotta say, this little angel walking to the stage.
Oh my
excuse God. The shit out of me. Who is this amazing little girl? Oh my God, look how happy she is. Oh my God.
Daniel Brooks hugging him.
Oh my God. I'm crying. Also, this young man.
This child. These, I have tripped four times.
These people,
down.
I hope she's wearing flats. She's also wearing that same dress that Divine, what's her name is? And what's the other one? Mm-hmm. And wow, he's handsome.
Hello.
Blocking her.
Velvet suit. You're very attractive.
Wow.
Now, we didn't see this. Okay, we didn't see this.
I do know what this is about.
Oh, you do?
Okay, what's it about, Chels?
It's a documentary. It's,
he repairs, I believe, musical instruments for the schools.
Oh, God, because nobody wants to support the arts?
Yes.
Yes.
And by public school.
Oh, yes, of course. Oh, God, look at her. Oh, God, I think he said Porsche. Did he say Porsche or Porsche? It Porsche. Says Porsche there, but I thought he said Porsche, but we can't hear because we're talking.
It's also live captions.
Yes.
We can't trust them.
Excuse me, look at her. I am so, I'm the proudest aunt in the world right now. Pat, talk about how proud you are. Talk about it. You're crying. Pat's crying. We love her.
I love when very attractive people talk at me. To make me better.
I know. But also about the little girl. Talk about the little girl.
She's so sweet. God
She's
bless
so
her.
Sweet.
I want everything in the world for them.
Yeah, me too. Oh, gosh. Look at Donnell Brooks. She's beautiful. Oh, God. What's the name's got to stay out here?
Time to pause.
Time to pause it. Oh, 20 days to Maripol.
Now, this man who's coming up to win for the one of the documentaries looks like Ben Roxman. Hey, Massenbucks.
Now say that again and maybe Chelsea will understand what you're saying because
Chelsea, that man looks like Ben Rasmussen Passenbecks of the
from the Chef
Bear.
Movie
the
from
Bear.
The Chef movie
the Cubby Bear.
Okay, the one from the Bear, the
even
Bear.
Moss background.
Oh, so you don't even know Chelsea. Okay, Chelsea doesn't even know. Oh my God, look at young,
I love background,
excuse me, young Paul McCartney standing right behind him.
Oh,
hold on,
you know.
Oh. Oh, God.
Eben Moss Bacharach.
Bacharach. Like, is he related to Burt Bacharach?
He might be. Nepo baby.
The moment I wake up before I put on my makeup.
I make a meat sandwich for you.
Oh, that's beautiful. They're still letting that person I can't stand stay up on stage.
Look at this lady who's freaking out with her eyes.
Oh, she is not smizing. She's smouting. No, she's what would I frowning be? Owning. She's owning.
Now, this is a documentary. It's very serious, but she's spooken me out.
I gotta tell you, she's very intense. But these three women are giving a clinic in good shoulders and clavicles.
I will tell you, if I have those shoulders, I cut off the top shoulder part of all my clothes.
Yeah, and I gotta say, all bodies are beautiful. All bodies are beautiful.
I'm sorry, that's true.
It's so true.
That's on me that I don't want to show my shoulders. That's not on anybody.
No.
That's called, but I have to tell you, we have a pronounced shoulder.
All of these.
The posture.
Look at their posture. The woman who you were saying is very intense. They actually all are.
Can we all see her?
Yeah, we can all see her, right? She's there.
She's not just looking at me?
No. Oh, okay. She is looking right at you, though. But anywhere you go in the room, her eyes follow you.
There's no one on screen right now. I don't know what you're
saying.
Oh, no. Oh, God. And also, would you hold me tonight when I try to fall asleep?
Yeah.
I can't unsee her.
No. And God bless her. God bless her. I think they're saying something real serious and we're joking right through it.
Well, this is the hard thing about the Oscars. So many things are so serious about it. It's a stupid, God bless.
Yeah, God
it's
bless.
A stupid, dumb thing. But then very serious things happen and we all go, hey, wow, I don't know how to do this.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. And I got to say.
Pass me the shrimp. That's what I'd say.
Yeah. Whatever they look at, what's the name back there?
Also, there's a man with a haircut that says, I am from a war-torn place.
Yeah. The Paul McCartney behind him?
Now you're using that in a way I don't like.
worried that since I'm sitting in the middle, this microphone's only picking up me.
Pat, I'm aware of the time. This looks like a natural break. So we're gonna end this one right here. So,
I love that for us.
Yeah, I love that for us too. So we're gonna end this version of this one episode. Okay. All right. Love you. Bye bye. We'll see you back in the third one.
Thank you for listening to part two of the Oscar special that only a few of you asked for. Colleen Doyle was your Aunt Pat and Dana Crisilli was your Auntie Mags. Our amazing guest today was Chelsea Parati Talbot. A theme song was performed by The Q's and you can follow them on Instagram @TheQ's Music. We'll see you for part three. Stay safe. Call your aunt.